Exodus chapter 16. Then they set out from Elim, and the whole Israelite community came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their leaving the land of Egypt. The whole Israelite community grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, where we sat by the pots of meat, when we ate bread till we were full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Look, I will rain down bread from heaven for you, and the people will go out and gather a day's portion every day. So I will test them whether they will walk in my law or not. On the sixth day they shall prepare what they shall bring in, and it will be twice as much as they gather on normal days." Then Moses and Aaron said to all the Israelites, "At evening you will know that the Lord has brought you out of the land of Egypt. In the morning you will see the glory of the Lord, for he has heard your grumblings against the Lord. And who are we that you should complain against us?" Then Moses said, "You will understand this when the Lord provides you meat to eat in the evening, and in the morning your fill of bread, for the Lord has heard your grumblings that you grumbled against him. Who are we? Your complaints are not against us, but against the Lord." Moses said to Aaron, "Tell all the Israelite community, come near before the Lord, for he has heard your complaining." As Aaron spoke to the whole Israelite community, they looked toward the wilderness where the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, at twilight you will eat meat, and in the morning you will be filled with bread. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God." That evening quails came and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew covered the camp. When the dew had evaporated, there on the wilderness ground was a fine flaky substance like a thin frost on the ground. When the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. Then Moses said to them, "It is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Each one of you is to gather as much as he needs, 2 quarts per person, according to the number that are in his tent." The Israelites did so and gathered some more, some less. When they measured it by unit, the one who gathered much had nothing over, and the one who gathered little had no lack. Each person gathered as much as they wanted to eat. Then Moses said to them, "Let no one leave any of it until the morning." But they did not listen to Moses, and some of them left part of it until the morning, and it bred worms and began to stink. So Moses became angry with them. They gathered it morning by morning, everyone according to what he wanted to eat, and when the sun warmed up, it melted. On the sixth day they gathered twice as much food, 4 quarts for each one, and all the community leaders came and told this to Moses. Then he said to them, "This is what the Lord commanded. Tomorrow is a day of solemn rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you want to bake and boil what you want to boil today. And anything that remains left over, put aside for yourself until the morning." So they set it aside until the morning, as Moses ordered, and it did not stink, nor were there any worms in it. Then Moses said, "Eat it today, for today is a Sabbath to the Lord. Today you will find it in the field. 6 days you will gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, there will be none." On the seventh day, some people went out to gather it, and found none. Then the Lord said to Moses, "How long will you refuse to keep my commandments and my instructions? See, the Lord has given you the Sabbath. That is why he gives you the food for 2 days on the sixth day. Each of you should remain in his place. Let no one go out of his place on the seventh day." So the people rested on the seventh day. The house of Israel called its name manna. It was like coriander seed, white, and it tasted like wafers of honey. Then Moses said, "This is the thing the Lord has commanded. Let a 2-quart pot of it be kept for coming generations, that they may see the food with which I fed you in the wilderness, when I brought you out of the land of Egypt." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Take a pot and put 2 quarts of manna in it, and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for future generations." As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron put it before the testimony to be preserved. So the Israelites ate manna 40 years until they came to a habitable land. They ate the manna until they came to the border of the land of Canaan. Now the 2 quarts, an omer, was about 1/10 of an ephah.